This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of deep winter. Although winter may seem long and gray, its progress unravels the warmth of spring, and the year's natural calendar contains markers which offer reassurance that the passage of the days will really and truly bring change. Just a few days from now, on January 11th, the sun rises earlier all along the 40th parallel for the first time since the middle of June. On January 26th, cardinals begin their spring mating songs before dawn, and deep winter ends. On January 28th, average temperatures start to rise 1 degree a week almost everywhere in the United States. On or about February 1st, doves call after sunrise, and the next day, the first snowdrops could be blossoming in the sun. On February 14th, red-winged blackbirds arrive in northern swamps. February 18th is winter's cross-quarter day, the day that the sun reaches halfway to equinox. And that's the average date for the start of early spring. On February 22nd, the day's length reaches 11 hours for the first time since October. By March 4th, pussy willows are usually completely open, and by March 8th, the earliest daffodils bloom all across the lower Midwest, and goldfinches start turning gold. March 20th is spring equinox, and a few days later, you'll see cabbage butterflies out looking for nectar. On March 31st, the first hepatic of bloodroot, bluebells, Dutchman's breeches, twin leaf, and toothwort all come into bloom. And then you know it's spring for sure. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of deep winter. In the meantime, be on the lookout. Some of these signs could be early this year.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.